You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking the time to join us here today. We, you, I, all of us, we're tuning into God's frequency today to hear a word from God. Isn't there, there's no one any better that we'd rather hear a word from than God Himself, because we know we're going to hear truth. The Lord Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they are life," He says in John 6:63. We're tuning in today to God's frequency. We're going to hear a word from Him, and it comes out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. We're going to learn of the fact today that when the Master went away on a long journey, that He gave His servants talents. That's a great double meaning to that. A talent can be, hey, what do you do? Many people were talented, but a talent also is a unit of measure as well. The point is, Jesus has given us all something, and He's told us to go out and trade. He's until He comes back, and when He comes back, He's going to settle accounts with us to see what we've done with the talents He's given us. And that's what the sermon is. The question is to you, how are you serving the Lord? What have you done with the talents that He's given you? And that's what we're going to look at here, this message. If you'd like a copy of it, please send me an email. I'd love to hear from you anyway. And I ask you to email me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'd love to hear your comments on this program. That's where we're going to pick it up here. This will play for 3 days starting today, and we're going to hear this Matthew chapter 25, the parable of the talents.
This is the all new and improved parable of the talents. New because I've preached it 10 times. Well, it's not my fault. I mean, John MacArthur's got 50 years in ministry, and he's taught an Old Testament book once in 50 years. New and improved. New, it better be. Improved, actually, it better be improved. I better know God and His Word better now than I did when I first wrote this sermon. But the basic facts, once again, regardless of how many times I preach this, remain the same, just like last week. But today, it's you will be judged by your works. No matter how many times I preach this, the message is still the same. Hopefully you will understand and grasp more this time around. You will be judged by your works. Notice I didn't say you were saved by your works. I said you will be judged by Jesus Christ, by your works. Not by your last name, but by your works. This is the topic. This is a topic not very beloved by the saved by grace crowd, or as Adrian Rogers would call them, the joy boys. They emphatically declare, "I'm saved by grace and I am free, free to do whatever I want, or free to not do anything." Now, James wrote this, James 2:17. He said, "Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, comma, being alone, like being alone on a desert island, your faith. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. What a profound statement that is. He said, I will show you my faith by what I'm doing in town. Not by what I tell you, but by what I'm doing. I'll show you my faith by my works. Now, Martin Luther so hated the Epistle of James that he placed it after the Book of Revelation in his Bible, in his German Bible translation, and he called it, and I quote, an epistle of straw, unquote. All because Martin Luther hated the idea that you and I are going to be judged by and for our works. I'm sure thinking about his own works probably scared him. Matter of fact, for that matter, I think they scare me too. Let me hide under this pulpit. That's what they're going to say at the end of the age, right? People are going to cry out to the mountains and rocks and say, fall on us. And hide us from the face of he that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For it's judgment day. That's what they're going to say. Again, let's make it clear. We are not saved by our works. We are saved by grace through faith. And I think that's probably one of the verses on the handout here. If not, let me lay it on you. And that is Ephesians 2:8. For it's by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast about it. You and I are saved by the grace of God, by our faith. And what he's saying is your faith is a gift. That's why there's 7 billion unbelievers out here in the world. Because they don't have what you have. And since you have what you have, you ought to be out here doing something about it. Hallelujah. Now, I don't just say that. He is going to judge you by what you're doing about it. Where's that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked that question, Ron. It's 2 Corinthians 5:10. Let me read it out of the New American Standard. It says, therefore, we have as our ambition, whether at home, that's in the body, or absent, that's up in heaven, to be well-pleasing to him, capital H. For we must all appear like a summons, greetings, or one of those things they used to give you when they called you, greetings. What was it? A draft notice, that's right. Greetings, the nerve of the government, greetings. Be here Monday morning. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one will be recompensed for his deeds done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. But then verse 11, everyone leaves out, and it reads like this. Knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. Meaning we know what's coming. Paul's been up to the third heaven. He doesn't even need faith anymore. But he knows what's coming, and he's warning everyone. Be about the Lord's business while he's gone. Also, James 2:26 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Faith without works. Having faith in Jesus Christ and not lifting a finger in this world to do anything is dead. Now, on the other extreme is why the whole notion of works gets such a bad rap. Once again, culprit, the Catholic Church. I heard the Pope say not too long ago that atheists will get into heaven because of their good works. And let me just rap him upon the head. What's worse, me rapping him on the head or you believe in him? And think that you can give money to the church when you die and make it up into heaven if your brother-in-law says enough prayers? Your brother-in-law can't get you to heaven. For it's by grace are you saved, through faith. Amen. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. So that no man can boast about it. I don't care how much money you have or how important your brother-in-law is, you're not going to make it on your brother-in-law's prayers. You're going to make it on what Jesus Christ did for you and you receiving that. Knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. Now, this absolutely goes right along with today's parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25. If you'd like to turn there, Matthew chapter 25. Starting in verse 14. Some things are better left just unsaid. I don't want to get in any trouble. All right, I'll say it. Maybe you guys think I pick on the Catholic Church a little too much. I don't mean to do that. It's just that when the grand, high, exalted, mystic ruler tells you that you can make it to heaven as an atheist, that's wrong. And your soul depends on you not believing that. Don't listen to what the head of the church says. Read your Bible. Do what God says. It's simple. It's so simple, a child can, and children do understand it and believe. Have anyone here ever seen a child that was a believer? Anyone here become a believer as a child? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Paul talked about the devil trying to corrupt the simplicity that is in Christ. It's so simple, a child can understand it. If you can find another way into heaven other than the blood of Jesus Christ, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Wish I had my phone. Well, I got my communicator. You can call up three men in a truck and have them deliver a throne up there in heaven with your name on it. Because you thought of something God couldn't think of. And he let his son die a horrible death on the cross. When you thought of a way he couldn't think of. That your Uncle Leroy can buy you out of purgatory.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and all.